Yeah, the purpose of today's meeting is to look into submission for the project. We need to look if all our projects today they can incorporate the procedures in the team. But before we get there, well, my fellowship systems have been organized. Can I request Dr. Ramirez just to talk to us about the options or process? Option one, option two, in that order, but, yeah, and in terms of his future. Yeah, Doc?
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, I didn't bring my documents along, so I need to talk as I remember the document, and since I handed you that document, you know, I'm also getting old. I don't remember all the details of that document. But briefly, Chairperson, the point of departure was we have a lot of exposure to the original British or UK Yeah, South Africa has a lot of familiar to the ex-British influence spheres in Africa. We do not have enough exposure, I think, to the other ex-colonial powers, particularly the French ex-colonies. So if we look at a possible venue that we can go to, I'm not going to go through the analysis. But it is important to take notice that the original liberation of Africa, right back to the early part of the previous century, took place in countries outside Africa. That was very interesting. And countries or places was Paris, London, Brussels, also New York, Manchester, etc., Organization of African Unity. So one should also look at other countries outside Africa to get a proper perspective if one would like to visit some of the not so familiar countries. And I'm rushing in Chairperson to get to this suggestion because of the time factor. Northern Africa is close to Europe and for amongst other economic reasons necessary to be aligned with Europe. About North Africa. It is suggested that the Select Committee chooses a country in North Africa with which we are not as well acquainted as with other African states. And then I come with certain alternatives. The first one is Morocco, which had its links many years ago with Spain and France. A religion dominated by Mohammedanism, and economic factors, minerals, stock farming, and agriculture. Algeria already has been negative because of the violence there. And then Tunisia. Tunisia is right at the top of Africa. It had its links with France, agriculture, mining industry. It differs from Algeria because France retained, and this is very important, it retained the old policy of the people, as the people who lived there at the time, as the basis of future organization, and it kept its development free. A very interesting political development in the 1930s, which demanded more rights for Tunisians to play 1930s already, and it still maintains a loose link with France. I think what makes Tunisia very interesting, Chairperson, is the fact that the French enabled they kept just a loose alliance with Tunisia, and the people were allowed to develop along their own line, politically as well as economically. The second choice would be Senegal, and they were represented in the National Assembly in France. French policy distinguished by pacification without subjection and development without annexation. And they run their financial interests by means of chartered companies. The recommendation is that the French policy in Africa was conditioned by its inheritance of equality, liberty, and fraternity from the French Revolution, and try to incorporate these ideas in the colonial policy. Even the recently elected President Sarkozy's remark regarding Africa, to the extent that, as I understood it, that France owes much to Africa, and our President's positive response thereto, I submit that it's a visit to an ex-France colony, and France be recommended. Jefferson, and I want to sit here at a certain stage that until such time as the committee takes a decision where to go to, then I can go and do further research about what one should go and look at in those particular countries. I think that round up, Tunisia should be the first choice because of the fact that it was a country that was allowed to maintain its own development sort of loosely the strong, and then in the second place with Senegal. That's very, very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Fagnazza, for doing the task that you are requested to by the committee. Are there any comments there? Because if we're to go to whatever country, we're to start making local policies and arrangements for now. The first point is the new Tunisia. The second one is
Senegal.
Senegal. The letter is before the committee.
Thank you, Chairperson. So I know that I've been forewarned, Chairperson, that anything that I say more than 5 minutes, I'm not going to say. You can see the expression there. Chairperson, thanks to Dr. Advocate for here, for his input. Though probably we might not comment, extensively on it. When made mention of Morocco, I was a bit skeptical with Morocco. As you would know that earlier, I don't know if it was last year, we were sent to Nigeria. In Nigeria, there was a forum where all the African countries would like to unite the Senate as well as the Council of Provinces, so that they have one body that will represent all the countries. Morocco is one of the countries that they have not yet made any move. It doesn't actually want to associate with whatever Africa is happening. Now, I don't know whether they're outside Africa or not. Those are the reservations that one would have if we talk of Morocco. But Tunisia, I'm not quite certain with it, but I haven't had any other adverse history with it. Probably that would be the country that we could probably choose to attempt to go to. Senegal, I don't know about their country, the internal conflicts in the rest of the world that have been solved. Because if we go to such a country that still have internal rights of country, it might not probably achieve anything. Those would be my input at this stage.
Thank you, Chairperson. So if I summarize what I'm saying, preferably the choice as outlined by Dr. Yes. Any dissenting view or any amendment to the proposal?
One would agree, also, that one African country, and based on what you just said, the first priority, we spoke about the Nepal thing, our involvement in the integration of African countries. I think that's what really important. But having agreed on that, Chairperson, one would want to request your good staff to work on the sphere of justice of what we do in the relationship and what can be aligned to the research of the good self and the good function and the provider of the everyone.
Good. What I want to do is to further align with the doctor, maybe to put some spice on some of the things, just to check exactly where we want him to concentrate. I think we are very on the choice of the clinician. If they have attended, they will come into the public sector. I also have been given a blank test in myself and my profession. That is the job.
request that I would like maybe to get clarity. Let's say KwaZulu-Natal is not aware that there are amendments were taking. How do we, because I remember when we spoke, we said, you know, we can't put everything in the bill. Now I'm asking myself, how are they going to know that there are amendments we're taking, but it's only that they are not going to appear in the bill, because I'm not sure whether we're still going back for president. I hope we'll just receive the final document and respond on the final document. Thank you.
Yeah, Obafor will come in. The procedure here is that all provinces are going to receive minutes of what was passed now last week. Nigerians, the proposed amendments by their policy, that would be without objection in our meeting. Fortunately, that meeting was recorded. Even now, colleagues were live in Parliament. That's why these things are being moving. The cameras were live, being recorded live. So, the question is, what is the process of them receiving their position? Because as I rightly said there, those policies that send their mandate is those who did not even make their candidacy. Like enough, their mandate that they are supporting the CD. And, yeah, but maybe a poll will advise us on the process, because I hope we can process them. No. Hang on. Even though they're not going to appear on the team, but all the minutes they'll be, I think this is the all what you said, all the people will be reflected. But we need to check in terms of the process, or as to how I'm going to make them aware that they did not tell it. Even if maybe some of their proposal might not be accepted, but I think their concern is that none of what they raise seems to appear here. That's their concern. I think let me check with people are supposed to come in maybe check and see about that, or check with the process. How do we communicate this meeting about Zulu Natal? Maybe with the secretary, I don't think we can write a letter to Zulu Natal. I don't know if they're part of this, but let me check with our hotel staff. That's what the process from here on out.
Thank you, Chairman. In fact, what happened is that after our last meeting with the committee, where we were mandated by the committee to refine the bill and incorporate amendments as agreed by the committee, I'm emphasizing as agreed. Now, the proposals or amendments which are incorporated in the B version are the proposals as amended by the committee and as agreed, most of them. Now, we did submit the bill so that at least the committee must indicate to us whether it is a true reflection of the proposed amendment by the committee. Now, we didn't foresee that the bill would be submitted to the province as the final bill. We thought the bill that for comment. We thought that the committee would just consider the amendment and say, procedural office, these are the amendments that you agreed upon. They reflect what is contained in our minutes and the true reflection of the proceeding. If that is the chairperson, I would propose that the committee deliberate and agree on the amendment which they agree on upon, having considered the proposal by the provinces. Because when we requested CEDA to draft the bill, that is not to incorporate the bill, we were requested to make only one copy to avoid them making many copies, because the matter is intended to be considered by the committee.
So I would propose that the committee give us a full mandate exactly to which amendments we then agree upon, so that those amendments can be incorporated. At the same time, the committee report, which emanates from the committee section, should reflect exactly what transpired. So that the provinces should not think that their amendments were not considered at all. So that committee report now should contain everything and what has been acted upon by this committee. So at the end of the day, the committee has to agree and say, we agree that here is the correct version, let's make this the provinces. Thank you.
On the day when we met there, I wonder if we're in the same venue or the other side, but the thing is, the issue that the member and provinces raised, and the first Kaida must note all of them, and so that the, we will go and see the professor and come and report to this committee as to what I'm saying about why not propose my provinces. If I got this, what is the head of the committee? Is for a good self and a team. So report to us as what was raised by provinces and provinces. That makes sense or not? Because if we have to start all over again, hey, I'm kidding. The issue that we raised, I think Saida was recording or I was just taking notes of what is the effect and the recording. So I think that's the way to check that. If we didn't do that, I think we'll send you back in back to our office. We'll go and do it for when we meet in our final, consider final mandate.
If my memory serves me well, in our last meeting, which we had, the list of the proposed amendment was tabled by the procedural assessment office. And all those proposed amendments have been incorporated in the bill. Now, when I addressed the meeting last week, more particularly with regard to some of the concerns raised by Chief Defense, where I raised the issue that an issue of style, practice style, but does not change the content. So when they refer to the issue of the definition, how they wanted the definition to look like, we viewed it as a question of dying in something, but content is the same. So that proposal with regard to the definition now change the content is the same. Now, with regard to the content part, we have addressed that. For example, the issue where the committee was in agreement on the issue of differentiating between the negotiating and the final mandate. That issue has been addressed in this piece of legislation. So that was the key issue. And also the issue of the legislator may designate the committee to come to the end of the issue of negotiating mandate. So those are the major changes on the bill. Other related to the issue of size, and I would just say the issue of semantics is another change. Thank you, sir.
The
They needn't get that full council together, but when it's final mandate, they must get their full council together. That's the only real difference. If I miss something, then Advocate Mamuti must tell me now what else incorporated. And I think the fact that we have this in in Afrikaans via mekaar spreek, is proof that we do need this bill. Because some provinces have just admitted a yes and others have done nothing, so it's really wonderful that we've got this bill on the table and it shows that this is the right way to go. But I think then after Advocate Mamuti has spoken to us, this bill must go back to the provinces for another comment on the province, because this will be the first time that they see the new bill.
Thanks, Honorable General. Now, I forgot to indicate that Gauteng is well represented. Honorable Sokoni, welcome, Honorable Sokoni. I thought that you were coming from us. Thanks for that. And Gauteng, you are taking our question. Thanks. Yeah. Now, I have a push on this one. We might give on some other things, but yes, I might know. You mean Gauteng and Kwazulu-Natal's mandate? You said that people have said and barely considered this. Yeah, let me say anything on record about it. Yeah.
I report for my name.
I'm not yet there. Yeah. Colleagues, I want us to move, because I want to give a lot to us and we just kept talking about that. I think it is good that we have to share this thing before we move. Just to agree also to what I want to do from here. What must we send to province? I will identify that all the concerns are accommodated. Or is there any document, if the document that keeps all the comments, if say only this one, we share the following at this moment. Then that kind of those issues, you know. So that when we send this thing to public, they see that what they report are considered. If there's a reason not to accept them, the majority that they will accept, okay, this was arranged. But exactly what you said about the sign or whatever. If that was communicated to them, they will down the way that we considered their proposal, but unfortunately, it's not a matter of cementing. They're not aware of them. That's why they're saying, it seems that all our proposals are just rejected. Therefore, we're now getting this thing. So I don't know. It's just a mere hallucination from this side. What came out of it? You know? I don't know. Maybe before you move back, let me just give you about 4 seconds for the question.
It's like saying that before we check to the meeting, I indicated to my colleague, Chris, that let us have the minutes of the previous meeting, because the minutes will capture all the information and what was said. So, at least the problem will be to see what transpired there and the decision. Because now, in the document prepared by our office, we only list the amendments, not the content of the declaration. That will come from the communist section and it's supposed to be contained in the report. So I spoke to my colleague that the report should ensure that it captures all that and it's a true reflection of what transpired. So as we can see that your concerns were deliberated and the committee arrived at this decision, etc. etc. Thank you, sir.
Okay, right. We seem to be getting somewhere.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Chairperson, you, Advocate Mamuti, referred to the meeting last week. Probably that could have been a meeting that I was not present, which is the meeting that said in the meeting last. But if it was a meeting that I was also present, where we had the lady, what's her name again?
Yeah,
Schneider. I think the issue which was raised there was the ambiguity that was actually raised between the negotiating mandate and the final mandate, who should actually sign those mandates, and then to slap all those things. Those were the issues that actually were the table that needed actually to reflect on what is happening. But we need to probably elaborate more on this. Now, if one takes it to the mandate procedure that actually took place in Hyderabad. One at the cloud, one would look at it as if mandate. It is a mandate that actually the committee said, it's not the problem. The committee said, with the different political parties, and the consensus of the committee arrived at that there's probably dispute, and then they resolved that they are rejecting the last name, they vote against the last name, the proceeding. Fight that is if you can do it, you can do that in the negotiating mandate. And come here, then the other provinces will then propose their amendment. We haven't reached the stage where we discuss the other provinces, because each province must now sort of pursue or sell their idea to other provinces to agree with it or not. It is not a cast of stone that if something like this is going to be accepted as that, because other provinces are going to be different. And for me, this mandate effort is just signed by the acting chancellor, and therefore I don't know. It doesn't say much. To me, it doesn't say much if one looks at the glance, because I don't know the deliberations. It just says the voting of the KwaZulu-Natal province legislature. It is says that. The provincial standing committee on the National Council of Provinces met today, Thursday the 20th, that is today, the 20th of September today, and agreed to mandate the KZN and a delegation to the National Council of Provinces to vote against the mandating procedure of provinces B. You'll be right at the beginning. Probably the reflection would have been if they would have elaborated that this were the formal deliberation that we had. One could see probably what they proposed. As of now, I don't know what they did. They proposed, and we haven't discussed their proposal. Thank you.
Yeah. In all the mix that obviously came in, where I'm also confused. But the gist of that mandate, now it proves that we need this thing, as was said by another level. Because this is a final mandate, and it came from the committee, not on the education. That's what I was trying to address. I'm very happy you raised that statement, because let me recognize Honorable Max, Honorable Leru, Honorable.
Thank you, Jim. You know, when we brought the negotiating mandate, I said that it's very unfortunate for Western trip to start with the W. I will always be lost. And then most of the other provinces have covered most of the stuff. And when it comes to Western trip, most of our things have been spoken to or been added to. My problem this day is if we can have some minutes, we can have the meeting and see that there was discussion about our recommendations, then we can have some. But not knowing that what we put forward was even discussed or even negotiated, that makes us think to say that our first then we could make a decision. That's all we are.
Person designated by the speaker to preside on that specific role. There was a recommendation, and I think it was widely accepted, but that would apply only in respect of the final mandate. And then I remember sitting there, and I don't see it incorporated here. So I thought that we should have reached some sort of consensus on that. Thank you.
Yeah, I will do this.
must remember that what we are doing now, we are trying to have a uniform mandate from the provinces. So it means then because we have not passed this bill, the Vagomenatal is still using the old one where they can use the committee to confirm or to give the delegation a go ahead. They are still using the old one because the new one has not passed it. So it means that this is the final one from Vagomenatal. I just wanted to know that. They have changed to the new proposed one. But having said that, I'm not well answered when I was asking that. Let's say, as we have said, that Vagomenatal, because when they look at this, they see that there is nothing which has been ineffective or changed or amended according to their amendment. Now, I was asking, how are they going to know that what they gave us was considered? Because there will be no other type of going back to say another person. They will just look at what we have done here, and then they will take a decision on this thing. Not anyone pushing them. No, we consider that you fact it's because we can include everything in the bill, blah, 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 and all that. So when are they going to know that?
Yeah. I want us in our comments to consider what I said about the web.
Yeah.
In our comments, because that's what I said earlier on today. Unfortunately, Shahid, I wonder if. Because if we're this document, this being here, and even what transpired, the people, what we mandated the clear office to go and consider and time on the motor. Unfortunately, we don't have that document.
Yeah.
But when they were here, they were making minutes.
Yeah.
We said, Shahida, mark the following. This is this for to you, go and talk to your team, time on the motor. Many of the issues that were said by not well. But we don't have that. So we don't know that what that is. The clear office. At night and consider some of those things. I see in this bill that some few changes were made. But not all issues that were said to the team yet. Not in the bill, but just a document that will have to do the same. For the province to see that this was considered, this is the outcome. This was considered, this is the outcome. If province can have that, our problems are solved.
Well, Dr. Fanieta? I think we're on the same line now, Chief, but if we have the original vote for on the one side, say you know, on the two page document, so just divide the document in two. On the left hand side you have the original vote, on the right hand side you have the different provinces. The next step is then we consider that. Step number two. Step number three, after we've considered and the different proposals, either we accept, we reject, or we amend, then we must take a decision because we were never satisfied, or not never, rarely satisfied all nine provinces, and we can not even not accommodate all nine provinces' proposals here, and we need to take a decision. But if we do that, then we can properly consider, then we've got a document in which we can say, this was the original, there's your proposal, the committee considered it, the committee came to reject, amend, or approve of it, and this is now the final one, and that's where the thing comes to an end. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I think we're a little closer together now.
Okay.
That I was going to say, you know, earlier on the proposal was made by Honorable Mayor. And you, in a way, you know, from my brother, my brain, you know, one of the things when you amended that proposal, that we make the minutes of our session to be attached to what we will be saying in the session. And I hear the night of the action. I am also in agreement that the proposal should be second thing is what the amendment that we proposed at the committee. I don't know if this one is page or anything. You know, there's one page of each other. I suspect it's right here. That is for me, other aspects of the amendment that we have. Because it says, proposed amendment by the Select Committee on Security and Constitutional Affairs on mandate in particular of the province. Province is clear, alright? So it is talking to those guys. Honor, this one page. Now, I think it's just that you arrived, and it is unfortunate also that some of us who did not attend the other meeting that took place last time. And the meeting that you referred to, other members referred to, of which Honorable Webb says he was not part of, is a meeting that took place last week. So I think that those amendments were the last amendments that were made. And I don't think it is one page that was sent. And I think the report that you suggested of the proceeding, plus those amendments that were made in our last meeting, should be attached to this and be sent to the province. That will try to clarify what province is attached to. Thank you.
Coming down again.
I also want to second because in my mandating, my process is saying provided you amend section 5 and 8, it means that they still don't accept. But they said you can vote in favor, but at least you must amend the section 5 and 8.
Yeah, and on that one, Honorable. The one page I want to follow that. Okay, yeah. This one and the one page I said to Mr. Nassim, what do you think of
that?
Oh, what is that? Don't you have this document? Okay. Yeah, we have it. I wanted to agree on the process, the way forward. Yeah, before I do that, what was coming from? Chairperson, I want to clarify something here, Chairperson. The one page I would say Honorable Secretary referred to is an amendment that was proposed by the committee long time ago. Now, the amendments that were proposed by the committee up to the last meeting, that document was presented at that meeting, at the last meeting, and also I think I forwarded it to my colleague also, we are going to forward it to her. The one that incorporated amendment up to last week. This is the report. That is now our notes. Not the report for the minutes. So our notes which reflect the proposed amendment. Not that one was for the select committee, that one. This is the one pager. When the amendment was proposed by the select committee long before. And those amendments were also sent to the provinces when the members went to the provinces to brief the provincial legislature. So there's a comprehensive one which reflects up to our meeting last week. It was sent to the committee section, so I don't know why it's not here.
Yeah. No, you ain't like it. You ain't like it. Okay, can you agree? Maybe before I summarize this thing and propose a way forward, can I not recognize the Honorable my name?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, we seem not to be making reference to document B
AG-32007, which shows that the amendment that were proposed in the meeting here have been factored in. Like if you look at the clause 6 of that, of this document, which we are not referring to, but that is B-A-B. Under clause 6, a committee designated by a provincial legislature must confer authority on this provincial delegation to the NCOP of parameters for negotiation. But what is important here is what we were saying in the meeting that was held here, that it should be a committee designated by the... So this document takes us to that meeting that we are arguing about. So some work has been done as far as I'm concerned. Besides this one-page document that we are talking about, this one actually shows what was discussed here in the last meeting. The meeting that was in Waterville did not discuss this thing. It merely said we have taken note of what we have said.
That was going to tell me the last time what we need to do is to really take this bill that the bill is crushing. That's honorable management plus the liberation report. And send it to them. So when they compile your family, it should be informed by the total deliberation. What does the left committee, the left of the family. I think we can take it that way, but by his own admission, I will take it. But what that was, not here, and that's what this is. I think we follow this through with your permission.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think what was interesting now, I think we're getting somewhere. I have a discussion with my secretary. I think we'll get it right.
Just 15 seconds. You know, I remember we also proposed an having a separate format for negotiating in a committee side and another format for final action. It's just coming back. And this evening, that is why I agree totally with the Honourable Mohsin. Let us have a minute, and then we can see you better. Thank you,
sir. In fact, the Honourable Leroux, if we had listened to what Honourable Leroux said, we would have long had this thing. But we have agreed now with my secretary, because she was one of those people who had used the design. So she could print the document that was provided by Algorithm Moti and NUC. So what are we, the document is ready somewhere in the laptop, in her laptop. So it was printed and given to the member. But the question that I'm raising is that are we comfortable that those issues that you raised that were referred to advocate Momodi. I will comfortable that those comments and whatever, I'm trying to close it before we see them ourselves. So it's a reflection that what transpired, because we're missing that document yet. I don't know, I'm just getting whether I was comfortable or not.
I want to concur with the Honorable Manion when he indicated that he has not seen the AB version, which reflects the proposed amendment by the committee. Let me highlight to the member, when we requested C that to prepare the 6B, we wanted comment of the committee, not speculation to the committee. We indicated that in our memo, which was sent to contains all the proposed amendments, which form part of the A section, which leads the proposed amendment for incorporation into the B section. So I think I'm sorry to correct you. We inadvertently sent the bill to the provinces, whereas it was supposed to send it. Instead, the bill was first supposed to be considered by the committee. That was our instruction, the letter we sent to design, and also the proposed amendment of the committee. So this bill, the version, was not for the commission. Hence, it is for the community now, for the business leader to make only one copy, so that we can clean it up, pending comments by the members, whether it has incorporated all the proposed amendments. Thank you, Chairman.
Okay, right. Exactly. It's clear now. It's clear. Now, what I'm going to do for this video edition is to again mandate the advocate and his team, together with my secretary, to go and do the right thing. So, we're not going to finalize this thing today. And when we come back from the constituency here, we will expect all relevant documents to be here. So that when we send whatever the province, we send what we have seen in the constituency, put by the province. I think I agree with Momoji that let's not send this one, let's not get refined by the province. But the question is how the question that was involved to. What I'm saying to provinces that have received this and now they're fuming about this thing. Now, our first, I don't know if there's a letter, Grace, if you have already sent it to provinces, where we requested them to reconsider their position because of the condition of this. If that was not enough advocates, you can also speak and see how can you communicate with those provinces. Just make them aware of this. But no, the condition is still sitting with this thing. Will request the legal court to call it. But I think that would be our instruction to you at the moment, that we need all those things that were referred to your office, that should be reflected. You might even consider what was proposed by Dr. if it will simplify issues, I don't know. But just as that understand, the problem is must say that very popular their proposal. It's true what that is what the company has said. There is no way where all companies are going to say yes. You know. Is this one of the proposals here that the one from the Eastern Cape, remember that they were even proposing that we should even insist on the policy that must be reflected but we prefer them to say no, the policy is something else. It can be part of this day, but it was just the way that calls us, so by the way, we need a policy on how to deal with issues, the coordination and everything. But I want us to move now, but before I recognize the urban spirit, let me hear about Professor Kamekio and her footprint.
First, thank you, Chairperson. He said without trying to tell about the unthinking part, what happened. But I have to. You know, after a meeting, there is a committee report which comes from the committee section, which captures all the proposed amendments. Then the leadership of the committee section, they sit down with the bill and do the amendments and send to people. That has a lot of form and a lot of domain. We do not want to appear because is them who do that, they indicate to us. Hence, I was emphasizing on the importance of the report, which captures or the true reflection of what transpired in the meeting. So now, it is the committee section of the leadership, the manager there, who do that, cabinet piece, etc. Not our office. Hence, it is the amendment that should do the amendments on the claim. Thank you.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But now, where the office must go and fix all those that were given to Saida. To say 1, 2, 3 is referred to you, to come back to us. We only need those things. The other part, I think I agree with you that other people, they haven't done their work. I agree with you. That's not the solution. But it's not the same, because I think we'll get it right. Let me go to one of the students.
Thank you, sir. I'm sorry. I do agree with Dr. Van Heerden that we cannot be delayed by one process. But I disagree with him. At the moment, we need to go through this. We can't just say we can't be delayed by one process because we have not dealt properly with this thing. So we can't just say, oh, because so and so said then let's proceed. If we do our work here, that's why that we cannot be delayed by one province. We will see it when we vote, when we count that so many provinces are voting this side, not from the onset and start saying we can't be delayed by the other provinces. Having said that, Chair, I just want to check here. I see here with this new one that it's only now final money. I want to check whether didn't we say that there must be two finance clubs, like the one for the final mandate and the one for the negotiating mandate, because we specify that we need to separate the two, that we follow this format for the negotiating mandate, and we follow this for the final mandate, but here is only one final mandate, and now I'm asking whether we say with the negotiating mandate, we proceed with the previous thing where they write a letter, the committee, draft, all that. I don't see that now. Whether don't we need two of this to say like this is the final mandate and this one is an extra for the negotiating mandate. Just that. I'm not opening it today, but I just wanted to find out whether they are still going to put the negotiating mandate format here.
Yeah, thank you very much, Honorable Bridget. Maybe one more question by Dr. Valerian. I think the content changing to what you said, no, I don't know how something is sometimes not easy to let people to appear on everything. I don't think you are saying that's what we did, forget about my idea, you say that. You are just saying, of course, it's normal sometimes, but not all of us will agree. Yeah. There you are, good, good. No, colleagues, I think we will agree. Let's mandate that office, because that office is very capable. And I can tell you, when you come back, all of us will be smiling. That office is very, very difficult. Together with my secretary and everybody who is supposed to do. Because what you are capable of is to talk. What you are capable of doing is to catch up what you are saying. You know, and they must bring what you said in a paper form, you know. Not the paper that I've just said in what I'm making this morning. The paperless presentation. I'm making some other things like that. I want to say one of the people, it's true that we said, let's differentiate this thing. And we said, you know, give me a mandate to go to the promotion and decide that in this thing. Go and look at this proposal. Come back to us and talk about this. So what is this process now? Because today, we get those inputs from each other office to say, we have considered your proposal. We think legally it's fine. But let it get whether or time will see. Because we said, even though there will be this format where there is this column, but the committee even said, but still, there must be a version where you write to say, well, where have you carried, this happened, so that the people must see that
done somewhere. So that was not our decision, that's the kind of a question. But the final one, that was said, we need to call it for negotiating the other one for final money. Now, this is what you see about. I think the session is clear. Because I'm not saying that I'm a god. Those things to what you said, Marco and you, come and talk to us about those proposals. And see what can we put into this, what sort of stuff is put here. And from there, we will send whatever final product to provinces for them to comment. But we want to send those provinces who have already said they agree without an amendment. We send them. Then, maybe
from that note.
Okay, let me run the honorable talk with honorable Magnolci, Bafum, then after them, I'm closing it, then we'll go to Northwest to talk to, not come to Northern Cape first, talk to Roger Amandi, then Northwest, then we're done. Honorable talk with me in that order.
Thank you, President. I'll speak on behalf of the problem.
I have spoken. No,
we have spoken.
Now, with this particular suggestion that is being made, where would we say now, which page would be this process? I hope that I'm not taking it correctly, but I think that content to the bottom was saying that this is supposed to be the final one. And now, I think what has been agreed upon here, as I was saying, that not all the questionnaires were presented. And this D version was sometimes, in some cases, separate from not by the not as a case where people are required to do that. Now, my question is, if you turn back now your, I suppose that the key version will be officially sent to the public. What will that constitute? Will it constitute, will it mean that the public will still have to send the final mandate? I just want to,
thank you for bringing that up. I think you are assisting us in just making sure that they will understand what we're doing. I think it's true that it would expect them to send their final money. Because I think we're given a chance to go and look into this thing. And from their input, we might be persuaded to make some better things. But, yeah. In that order.
I hear that there are promises that not provide negotiation money so much. But I see a mandate that or a proposed amendment that we have for the I'm not sure whether it's called. Or would it be in the national process that is coming?
Okay, hold on, we'll respond to that then. Maybe it's simple. No, after all the processes, they send their negotiation mandate, they send it. They follow the process. And let me revisit this meeting. I thought I was going to say. For this, these regions to send the provinces, for the federal from housing, they demanded the decisions. Until my office says no, we understand what not business. Because the province is that there's no problem. But on the lighter note. On the lighter note. In that order.
So I thought that we had completed this part of making available this document to the province. I wanted to raise something connected to the issue of the
title of the mandating procedures of COVID-19, whether it is really appropriate to say procedures, not to say mandating procedures, one procedure for all the COVID, and not procedures for the 9 COVID, but one procedure for all the COVID. I wonder if it is appropriate here to quote that we should just believe have one procedure for all the COVID.
I'm telling you, if you open this thing for lawyers, I can say that. No, that one will be referred by Momoji. Okay. In that order, what, man? In that order.
The comment from Gauteng. If we now allow other provinces, when we have actually passed the stage of mandating mandate, and we were now at the final, if other provinces are still going to have that kind of a procedure to be given an opportunity to re-look at their mandate, their final mandate, then we will the Gauteng will reserve their right that as we would see the changes that probably might be followed and then agreed to, then we would have to reserve our right to act also review our mandate as when we have the other provinces, how they were saying that convention.
Can I recognize the advocate moment? As I have indicated earlier, that the 8B version was inadvertently banned. The concept, therefore, had to start afresh because the correct version of the bill, which reflects the views of the committee, will be signed. So I would propose that the provinces be informed about that. So they must know that the version that was sent to them was a version that was not sent to them. It was inadvertently sent to them. So they have to consider now the version that will be considered by the committee before it is sent to them. I don't have a comment about that. Dr. Pazier, then all will do
it. And it seems that he is a spectrum working in July, and I think he is. Then there's no purpose for us now to listen to any other submission. Let them use this one and accept the reality that it was inadvertently sent to other provinces. Get their responsibility on this, get a deadline or return date for their comments, and then we take it from there. But now to come and listen to the Northwest and Northern Cape come with, on which document are they now going to comment? I mean, even if it is on this one, I really think that what we should do is now wait. This is now the new document sent out to the provinces, inadvertently though that may be. And let's get their comments on this and then take the final decision. Thank you.
I thought by this time I'm going to be tired. I have to have some friends.
No, sir, I'm very confused. What I'm asking is that the Uganda school is from the same handbook. I want the clarity now. Because this document was sent to the province and then they respond on this document. Is the legal team going to form another document, or we are saying this document
will be accompanied by the note, but same document, or there is another document which is going to be, because our thinking that the same document which went to Madonna Matar, we have not done anything to it as we're here. This is the same document. So the difference will be the note added on this document.
Let me try and explain the process.
Now,
when a committee sits, we take minutes. We shall ensure election, what has been done, and the proposed amendment. Those amendments in the spirit of this bill are supposed to contain in the A version. So, what is in the A version? Comes out of the report that here are the proposed amendments. Then in the B version, it is the proposed amendments in the A version, which are taken into the main version, from the B version. Now, here, what is supposed to have happened is that a committee report was supposed to be brought before the committee to look into the report and see whether it's a full reflection of the proposed amendment. Then that information comes into the A version. The A version we should factor into the B version. However, this exercise we should did here was that to alert the committee that here the proposed amendment, are they okay? Not speculate. Now, in this present case, what is supposed to happen now is we'll take the two committee reports for the meeting that was attended by my colleague, Mrs. Bowers Shahida, the minutes of that meeting. And the meeting, the minutes of the last meeting, if there were any proposed amendments. But the main proposed amendment was in that meeting collected at hand, so attended by Mrs. Bowers. So in that one, we'll prepare the A version. The A version, we should list the proposed amendments as acted by the committee at the time, and we filter them into the B version. The B version, we should be considered by the committee, and then our one committee agrees, then you go to the process. So that's the motion chapter text.
And now I'm going to start the table now. Leon, can talk to you on Monday.
Chairperson, I'm really confused. We're talking in circles for hours and hours. If you don't understand, you don't understand. It's simple as that. We take the document to the forums. And if I, on my way to the forums, I get a meeting in the Eastern Cape. Thereafter, I brief NA to the moment. And I brief the public. And the problems go out to the community. After a public hearing, and thereafter, on the rule 113 of office, the province gave a mandate. And the province didn't know about the new document we speak about tonight. So because why? I must take the new document to the province to show you it's a government and the document, the A document, and the A document that they gave it on office. And therefore, Shepard, people differ from the A document to the B document. And it's simple as that. I must assure you that it's the B document. But what the province does, he stated in the document, that's the B which, but it's not the B, that's the A which is.
Thank you very much, Leon. Can you now talk to Amanda, Leon? I'm not going to talk to Amanda because you're not able to talk to us because you're not there because of the two that you gave us with this. That's why I can talk to you so that you record it.
That's why it's committee, you know, I'd say to NH, look, can they brief the province? NH, sort of, they brief the province.
That's not my... Maybe they want to have a couple of the negotiating mandates. You can have it. Yeah, I can talk to you. That's talk to this part with the report that the...
So, listen, all the documents stated here that any citizen brief the committee in the Northern Cape, and thereafter, the legislature adopts the document under Rule 11133, and thereafter, they get this mandate to ensure. That's what he said. What's the
I suppose they were briefed, what's the name of Tawibra I told you?
Taken by the meeting that took place on the 11th. And I want
once again, I believe that resolution will be the resolution that will be taken at the council. But the most important thing that we must draw to the attention, Chapter 10, is paragraph number 2 that says the legislature. Thank you very much.
I don't think there's any comment. No, it's clear. Having listened to all the written money from all provinces, I think we can proudly say, as members have done well because we tell our money to listen to them. So it's up to provinces now to see if they mandate us to continue pursuing other provinces to agree with us or after the service for doing our province. Having said that, we expect that in the next meeting, I suspect all relevant documents will be before us, and for us we see if we can finalize this thing, and because of this confusion, it becomes even more apparent for us to pass this before us, by using this uniform procedure. Is there anything for me before I organize a talk on me? Yeah, I'll come to you back for this week. I don't want to talk on it. My colleague here, the room is that I will arrange this thing. I do now understand where we are. However, Housing has given us a certain mandate, and I'm not sure now at this stage whether we say no, we should wait until financial are all on par, because what they have given us might lead to further amendments. Now, well, there are two options. We can change it here and it is done on changes for people to go and just please over. No, I think what was said by everything what we want. Covering all what we are ready now. Yeah, let's give that office well and do their work. Then because we're now correcting what was done, because it was wrongly done. As you said, we're sending uncooked product provinces. So yeah, I think you'll be covered or no, don't say. Yeah, thanks.
In fact, I wanted to refer members to the initial proposed amendment by the head committee for the bill. Okay? The one pager. More particularly the one relating to prescribing on the prospective centers, what they must do, what house of sitting. Does the committee want to pursue that proposed amendment? Or what was the general view of the provinces in some way this relates to that proposed amendment when the house of sitting? I was not around on that day, that's why I want to be clear on the fact that we incorporate President Akri by the committee.
No, it was refined, because many provinces were against our services for the president. Yeah. But it was the way that to put it there. And Taida is the second one, she accepted it. She will give it to yourself that you see and look into it. And it was great for the second minute. I think, as I said, all of you, from now on, go and sit down and see. Yeah. So that you will get a better one from five. Because if I open it now, we might have different interpretations there. Yeah. No, easy.
Not on that issue, Chairperson. We can reassure you of our support. We're doing that because you see, we must not allow proper discipline. Lack of freedom. To pressurize you to give them.
Yeah.
Thank you.